Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Buy and hold strategies, my friend, in an environment like this can be catastrophic.
So let's kind of explain why it can be a big concern. We have seen some big drops in people's portfolios this year. A lot of the viewers and listeners have been showing us their portfolios, looking for second opinions from their current advisor or when they're doing it themselves. Many are down, you know, double digits and high double digit numbers. I've spoken to some American hedge fund managers. They're down 50, 60% on their portfolios. It is a tough go. Now, here's part of the problem that I see happening from where we are today. We can't fix what happened before. So you have your portfolio, it's down, let's call it 15, 20%, whatever it is. Most pension plans, down 20%, okay? So you're down 20%. I talked to pension managers, what the heck are you gonna do from this point going forward?
Yeah.
The concept of just hold on to what you own and things will work out has some merit, okay?
I would agree.
What merit is that is the valuation of those companies, the value of those companies will recover. The question is how long?
How long, that's right. And so let's qualify that. Assuming they're good companies, right? There are companies that will not survive this.
Absolutely.
Right, that will go to zero.
And I believe that a lot of our peers in the industry are providing good companies to their clients. Mm-hmm. I don't believe they're buying junk companies. And let's take that as the premise, okay? Let's start with that as a baseline. So let's say you're looking at your portfolio, you're sitting down with your advisor or you're doing it yourself, and the concept of just hold on to what you have, it'll recover. Right. So let me give you some stats here. A portfolio falls 20%. Mm-hmm. The forecast by many economists, as well as chief investment officers, say the next few years expect 5, 6, 7% rate of returns. And 7 is aggressive. I just put that number in there.
Use 5.
Let's use 5. If you've lost 20% and your recovery rate is 5% on average, it will take you just about 4 years, if not 5 years, to recover, just to break even.
Yeah, and before you move on from that point, you're absolutely right. But remember, a 20% fall, the recovery is asymmetric, right? People forget that. So it takes 25% return to get back to where you were.
So you're at $100, you go down to 80 bucks
right.
because you lost 20%. You need 25% on that $80 just to get back to 100 bucks.
Right.
That could take 5 years.
That's right.
Okay. Do you have 5 years just to break even is the question.
Right.
That's where a lot of paralysis in this market's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I look at volume trades, how many people are actually moving or turning their portfolio, and they're gonna say, just hold on, just hold on, just hold on, just hold on. Again, the strategy has merit. The timing is up to the plan that you put together.
Right.
If you need that money in the next 5 years, you don't have time for recovery.
Right.
So what about that growth you're looking for to recover? You need that 5 years to be condensed.
Yeah. And I'm going to challenge your idea of merit.
Okay.
I'm going to simply say it's an option. Okay?
Okay.
Merit versus option, and maybe that's a bit nuanced, but the as markets move, we know that opportunities present themselves in different areas.
Amen.
And so the trouble that I have with this idea of buy and hold is you don't look at where the mispricing opportunities are, right? And it's a bit like being in the real estate market, right? People for so long in Calgary, oh, I sell my house, I took a loss from what I bought it for in 2006 or seven, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that hurts, I get it. But they bought a different house in a better house in a better neighborhood. Now they got that at a discount, so they feel good about that. When the recovery happens, where do you get the bigger recovery in the value of the property?
Yeah.
And it's the same idea, but people miss that. They get anchored to where they're at or paralyzed.
So I'll tell you, our industry, Dave, has said, buy, hold, it'll work out a long term. Some of the best money managers, let's pick Warren Buffett, has been a professor of this strategy. And he's right. Now, Warren Buffett does not invest money for Berkshire because Berkshire is going to retire in the next 5 years,
right,
or they're retired now and they need money for their retirement.
Right.
That's not their thesis. So I'm not saying Warren Buffett's wrong. What I'm saying is Warren Buffett's objectives are different than what an individual who's transitioning to or living in retirement's objectives are.
Right. Okay. But Buffett's also active. Make no mistake. He'll hold positions for long times. He'll trim, he'll add. Okay. He also gets things that you and I are never going to see, the average investor, when we're distressed and so on and so forth. So he is active.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. When I find individuals who have portfolios and I talk to them and they're like, well, I've been told to just hold on to my positions, they'll recover, or I know these companies, they're going to pick, you know, they have that emotional connection to it.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that. I don't think that's the right way of doing it, but I get that. Okay. So then I ask him this question. I'll pick on you, Dave, because you're cheap. So let's go through this. You are a person who looks for opportunities or deals when it comes to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You've traveled lately. You're looking for other places to travel around the world, especially in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just buy whatever ticket that's out there on a plane?
No. So being value conscious.
Cheap.
We were going through this exercise, my wife and I, just recently.
Yeah.
And so different airlines. It was very interesting. I'll make it very quick. The answer is we looked all over the place. And we actually decided to change our destination, our trip slightly, because we could fly into a different destination, spend a couple of days there, significantly less than if we flew to our original destination straight away.
So you found some value by tweaking your itinerary or
your plan. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna use that same concept when I speak to people who want second opinions on their portfolio. And they say, what should I do? I go, what's your strategy? If you find value somewhere else, why aren't you going there?
Bingo.
If you find opportunity somewhere else, why do you hold on to something waiting for it to recover when there's other opportunity? When you buy, hold, and hope it works out,
mm-hmm.
that's the strategy. Buy, hold, hope it works out. You're basically saying there is no other opportunity in the entire world to seize on. When you take a profit and sell an investment,
mm-hmm.
and look elsewhere, you're basically saying what I sold was the only opportunity I had,
right.
and I'm not gonna find any other. So why did I sell that investment? I shouldn't have done that.
Right.
Or money manager, you shouldn't have done that. These are strategies when you look is the same thing when people are going through the entire web to find a good travel deal. Go through the entire web to find good investment deals.
Right. And what's interesting is people feel if they sell it and they go to a different area, they can't come back to it later. If it's a great company and it represents the best opportunity later, go back to that company. If the company you own gets overvalued, sell it, buy it back later.
And you nailed it. You nailed it when you said, if it's overvalued. The reason why many Canadians will spend more time figuring out their travel arrangements than their portfolio is because they understand the value of the ticket, the trip, the hotel, they know the pricing. They know what the value is.
Good point.
When you don't know the value and you believe in a story,
right,
a theme, a concept, how do you know what you own,
right,
and what the value is?
Right.
So when it goes up and you don't want to sell because you think it's going to go up and up and up, there is a concern there. When you are down in the market and you've been given the advice, hang into that one investment, that stock, that bond, are you saying there's no other opportunity?
Right.
Now, you may own a company that's down for a longer period of time because the intrinsic value is still much higher than what the price is. So the appreciation is worth the risk.
Right.
But are you saying just hold on to your portfolio when you're down 20% or more and you just want to wait for those things to come back up to par because you're so anchored to that company?
Anchored.
That's the problem. And that's what keeps on coming to me right now from all the viewers and listeners out there. And I think this is a problem. So after the break, I'd like us to go through some of the steps that an individual could go through to understand how to stop the biggest problem in your growth strategy for your retirement. We're gonna walk them through that after the break. But we're also gonna go into detail on this, if you want more, at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, November 15th, 7 p.m., live in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Now, you need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.